237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. That's what you'll need to get in touch with us tonight. We do this thing six nights a week, by the way. We call it Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk about anything. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe you got an agenda that you want to push on the air. Maybe you just got a personal problem. And you want somebody's outside, you know, third-party opinion. Somebody that doesn't really know you. And the other person you got a problem with. We love that kind of stuff. We'll take any call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as I mentioned, we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment and join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts. I think we've probably cracked
3,000 or something?
We probably cracked 23,000 by now. Just a bunch of posts for you to surround.
23,000 posts.
Yeah. Hundreds of people interacting there. So be sure you
like 600 or something?
Over 600. Approaching 650.
Eek.
And so.
Just a bunch of people.
It's amazing. So we appreciate all that, and it's a lot of fun, and it's on the house, like everything is, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Sounds good to me, Manwich. We're both members, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Of the Free State Project.
You know, I'm seeing all the things that the Free State the people that participated in the Free State Project signed up and went ahead. There's 108 people currently in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be 20,000 sign up for the Free State Project before anybody really has to move, according
right.
to their agreement. But to see all the things that they're doing in New Hampshire now, you realize, I mean, I realize what a free state it really is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
incredible.
Already the freest state in the nation.
Arguably, yeah.
Arguably. And now they're doing a bunch of stuff there. So,
although, we got our work cut out for us.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an article from the Union Leader, which is a newspaper up there,
mm-hmm.
recently. Apparently, the New Hampshire state government passed its new budget, and there's a 5% increase. So, government's still getting bigger there.
Oh, sure.
And so, now's the time to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
So, anybody that likes the idea of smaller government, you should look into the Free State Project. Mm. Free State Project.
Anybody who claims to be interested in liberty and, well, you're a hypocrite if you don't sign up, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
that's how I feel. You know, it's the only chance.
It's true. I agree with you.
You know,
that's how I feel.
Because otherwise, we're just belly aching.
Yeah, otherwise we're just spread so thin. And to be fair, I think there are a lot of people in America that like the idea of freedom and liberty. It's just they don't think about it very often because they're so busy with their lives. I'm
not talking about those people.
You're talking about the ones that already are aware of liberty.
Yeah, they're aware of liberty. They care about it. They say that, you know, this is important to me.
The ones that allegedly want to make a political difference, that want to make, you know, mm-hmm. want to be activists.
Right.
It's fine to be an activist in your local area, but really
you're not going to do anything.
Your results are negligible.
We're both members of the Libertarian Party
right.
here. How many people have we elected locally?
Zero.
Yeah, and you know why?
Because
we're spread too thin.
Stronghold.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're spread too thin. It's
right.
just not going
to
happen.
Although, if you want liberty,
the only way to get it is to join the Free State Project.
I agree. To be fair, though, and this isn't an infomercial, just that we love the Free State Project, that's all. To be fair, I've seen 10 people, 10 activists, do some amazing things. But that's the problem. We can't seem to crack more than 10. I mean, you can't
because yeah, we've never seen 20 activists, that's why.
If you've never done political activism, It's like pulling teeth to get people to be able to do anything. I mean, you're lucky if you get three or four people to, you know, come out to some sort of an outreach event. And, of course, the purpose of political outreach, especially from a libertarian perspective, is to go to, like, the county fair, to go to gun shows and gay pride festivals.
Libertarians at the county fair? Go figure!
Well, the point is to get the message in front of people, get them interested in liberty and freedom, and get them active. That's the part that's hard. It's easy to do outreach and you know, turn people on to the message, but it's difficult to turn them into an activist.
Mm.
It's difficult to, because most people, they don't have the time for it. They don't see themselves as having the time. They don't want to make the time, because that's what it takes. Anything that you join up, whether it be a new business or or a political adventure, you have to make time for it. And most people, that's just not what their priorities are.
Right.
So the idea behind the Free State Project is to get 20,000 people whose priorities are liberty and freedom to all move to the same state. In this case, it's been chosen as New Hampshire, to make a serious difference. And so if that's not exciting to you, then enjoy your shackles. 800-259-9231. So, man, would you tell me about marijuana lollipops? Because I got to know about this.
It's a funny little thing. Chicago City Council bans the sale of pot-flavored candies. Now, I've seen these things. You know, I've had them in my show prep in the past. They've never quite made the cut to the show. There's been different cities that have kind of banned them. They've certainly, I remember when they came out.
I've never even heard of this before.
Yeah.
I've heard of hemp lotion and hemp shampoo, but you're talking about candy that's flavored like marijuana?
The city council passed a law, that would be the city council of Chicago, passed a law Wednesday banning the sale of marijuana-flavored lollipops, gumdrops, and other treats, becoming the first major city to prohibit the confections that have appeared in convenience stores nationwide. The candies are legal because they are made with hemp oil, an ingredient used in health foods and some household products.
Right.
But oil imparts marijuana's grassy taste, but not the high.
I'm sorry. I've done my share of marijuana smoking in the past, and I've had the opportunity to eat some brownies and some marijuana cookies. Why you'd want to pay money for products that taste like marijuana, I just don't understand.
Come on. They sell, I mean, this is candy. The novelty is what sells. I mean, suckers shaped like rings, you know, like the big diamond on a ring.
Yeah, but if it doesn't taste good, then why would you ever want to buy it again?
It doesn't taste bad, I'm sure. I'm sure it's got a bit of a potty taste to it, and that's it.
I don't like that taste. To me, marijuana smells good, but the taste, it's a plant. I mean, and it's not an edible plant necessarily. Well, you know, it wasn't designed to pop it in your mouth and chew on it. Yeah, it's got a bit of a nasty, dry.
They sell dirt and worms in a pouch to, you know, as candy.
Right.
And, that's not exactly appetizing either.
Do they have pictures of the lollipop shaped like a marijuana leaf or something
that? They are not. They have.
Well, then there's not much novelty there.
Plant leaves on the packaging.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't really see that as being. It seems to me like if you'd have just let that company be, they'd probably go out of business within a few years.
Well, as it is, what they're doing is that they're selling more of these things.
Of course.
Of course they are. I mean, it's so dumb.
Well, anytime the government bans something, it gets more popular. We're talking about them now.
When this news story came out, these folks at the Purple Haze Rasta company, they had a party. They were happy as they could be. They, you know, they brought out the music. Everybody had some drinks.
I wish someone would ban Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. I wish Chicago would ban Free Talk Live.
Right. It's crazy.
I wish the president would come out and speak out against Free Talk Live.
I love negative publicity. It's great for great for talk radio. We've had plenty of people who found the show based on, because we do podcasting as well as a live radio show. And so I've kind of been participating in the podcasting community quite a bit. And there are certain people within the podcasting community that they don't like the idea that a big bad radio show is podcasting. And so they talk about it and they complain about it. And so it creates controversy. And
so people listen to the show.
It drives people here to listen to the show. And then they stick with us because they like it.
Yeah, because it's not too bad.
It's tolerable.
It's tolerable.
So 1-800-259-9231.
As far as bad publicity goes, I've been kind of, just biding my time, just waiting for that moment when ConAgra Foods or Hunt's is going to get a hold of the show and say, that's it, fellas.
Yeah.
You can't use the name Manwich anymore.
Well, we spell it M-A-N-W-I-T-C-H
or whatever.
All right, 800.
No, we don't, though.
800-259-9231. This is your show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Plenty of time for your calls. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Talking about marijuana lollipops, which means, we might as well talk about some corrupt cop stories coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right Energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefit of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, the Friday night edition of the show. Man, you can bring up anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where you'll find the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And note to the board op, I hear something in my headphones, somebody talking in the background. 800-259-9231. So freetalklive.com, you get archives and much, much more. It's all on the house. All of it. Free. Freetalklive.com. So dig it. Well, we talked about this marijuana lollipop thing.
Well, I
is there more to
there is
story?
A lot more to this story, and I'm not ready to go skipping on
okay.
Tra-la to the corrupt cops.
All right.
which you love to drag out the corrupt cops.
We'll get to that.
All right.
So Illinois, the state, or is it just the city of Chicago?
City of Chicago.
The city of Chicago has banned marijuana-flavored candies.
Yes.
Not because there's some sort of THC content. THC is the active ingredient in smoked marijuana. As a matter of fact, all it is hemp oil that flavors the candies. And in case you don't know, there's the marijuana plant, there's two varieties, the male and the female.
Mm-hmm.
The males are the hemp plants. The females are the plants where you harvest the buds from and then you smoke them and get high.
Can't you smoke like the leaves?
You could.
It's not a good idea.
Not very effective. And the male plants don't have any THC in them. Like 0.0000001% THC or something like that. I mean, you'd have to take a forest of male hemp plants and set it on fire and inhale all the smoke in order to catch a buzz. But by that time, you'd be dead from smoke inhalation. I mean, there's no way you could possibly ever get high off of anything hemp. But yet our brilliant DEA and the ONDCP has constantly been pushing to ban hemp products.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they're idiots.
You think so? You think it's because they're idiots, or are they tied in with industry? Does industry have,
Well, they certainly don't like natural things in industry. I mean, you know, it's probably more profitable to make polyester than it is hemp.
It has been said that in the past, one of the reasons why marijuana was made illegal in the first place was because apparently the DuPont company allegedly had some political ties. And that was the issue, was that this whole hemp thing could put one of their fabrics or whatever it is that they were making in serious jeopardy.
I'm sure.
And on top of that, all the black folk were using it to get high, so there was an extra reason why they could ban it.
Could very well be.
It's kind of like a double-sided coin. You've got the industry competition issue and then the racism issue as well. So now what do we have here with Chicago? What's going on?
Well, let me pick up where we left off. I can't imagine the degree and the extent to which people will go to make a buck. And to make a buck on kids, trying to get them to experiment with something that is going to be a lead-on to the use of marijuana.
You have got to be kidding me.
That's what Edward Burke Alderman, who sponsored the measure, said.
I'm speechless on that one. That's
dumb.
The idea that a kid...
I mean, Edward Burke sits there and siphons off his big old salary by doing not a crap load of nothing for anybody. You know, he's a bureaucrat.
Sure.
Nothing. Useless. And he sits, I can't imagine the degree and the extent to which people go to make a buck. Well, thank God they're doing it, Edward. Otherwise, you wouldn't have anybody to tax, so you can sit there in your fat, stupid government job.
Yeah, because government bureaucrats don't do anything. I mean, they don't produce nothing. They don't produce products. They don't produce a service for all their claims of services. I'm sorry, but I don't consider the IRS a service at all.
So Chicago is not the only city weighing the issue. A New York City councilwoman plans to hold hearings. This is great for this company. Hearings on the candies this summer. And an Atlanta suburb passed a resolution opposing them, which caused merchants there to remove the treats from their shelves. In Chicago, stores are selling the candy will face fines of up to $500 and possible suspension or revocation of their business license.
Here's an idea. Because here in the state of Florida, there's a little smoking ban.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing the way the market finds workarounds for these blockades that the government puts up. For instance, in the state of Florida, the smoking ban, it doesn't apply to certain restaurants that sell,
bars, basically.
Bars, but the qualification to be a bar is that you can't sell more than 15% food.
Food, yeah.
So therefore, it was alleged that the Denny's in Miami, one of the Denny's restaurants down there, changed their menu so that everything on the menu was free. But you had to order a drink at the same time. You couldn't get the free food without ordering a drink.
I see.
And now the drinks were like $10.
$10 drinks.
Like, you want a glass of water? You want a glass of water, sir? That'll be $8.75. A glass of water and a Grand Slam, $7. That way you're ordering just drinks.
Right.
And you were getting the food for free.
Yes.
So therefore, all of their sales were drinks, and they could qualify as a bar and therefore have smoking. So in the same way, what if you were to give away the candy? What if you didn't sell it? You know, what if, you fill yourself up a tank of gas, we'll give you a marijuana lollipop. Would that still violate their little rules?
I'm sure.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I'm sure that
there's usually a way around it. Then they pass
would,
another one.
Yeah, they would pass. That's what I'm trying to say. They would pass another. I don't know, though. It would probably, you'd probably get away with it. And then,
right.
You know. Anyway.
Amazing.
Let's see. The candies are sold under such names as Purple Haze. The Rasta.
Mm-hmm.
Companies that manufacture the product, the company that manufactures the product, say the candies are geared towards adults, and they advise retailers to sell to only people 18 and older. Mm-hmm. I don't see why. This is an adult product. I don't intend and I don't want kids to eat it, said Tony Van Pelt, president and of one manufacturer,
okay.
Chronic Candy. There are 78 million pot smokers out there in the United States, and that's who I'm going after. Van Pelt said he's considering legal action because the product with legal ingredients is being declared off-limits in Chicago. I think he's crazy. There's nothing illegal about it. Freedom of choice is being attacked, he said.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And now he's probably getting a bunch of mail order.
Mail orders? Please. The city of Chicago isn't that big. I mean, it's surrounded by suburbs.
I'm saying he's getting a lot of mail orders from people around the country now that are hearing about his product.
Wanting to carry it. I see.
He's not going
to
care about being in Chicago.
Chicago has, four, five, 6 million people a day come to work out from the suburbs into the city. They drive in from places like Naperville and I can't remember all the surrounding towns, but
Skokie.
Yeah, Skokie, is that just one of them that you picked up? Oh, right. Peoria is farther out, but it's not. Places like Naperville, they drive in, and they could very easily bring them in if somebody says, hey, you know, when you're out in Naperville, grab me one of them pot lollipops. Better yet, grab me 24.
Are they going to make it a contraband? I mean, within the city, if you're spotted with a marijuana lollipop?
Yep.
Excuse me, sir, what's that in your mouth? I'm going to have to remove that from your mouth and test it to make sure it doesn't have any hemp oil in it. I mean, it's just asinine.
It is. It's absolutely asinine.
These people have
nothing
better to do.
Or maybe it's like fireworks. You know, like, I remember in Florida, it was legal to have them, but not legal to sell them.
Right. There's no rules like that around here. So now you've got these bureaucrats in Chicago, which, the last time I checked, had a fair amount of criminal activity and, you know, other important things going on in the city. Is this their top priority right now? Is
apparently
banning marijuana popsicles?
Apparently it is.
Amazing.
I mean, you know, this is what our bureaucrats do for us. Thank God for little municipal governments.
I just don't understand why people pay their property taxes for this garbage.
I don't either.
800-259-9231. The drug war. We're always looking for somebody who likes the drug war. That's always just an open invitation. Dial us up. 800-259-9231. If you think this is a good idea to ban marijuana candy, we want to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs. And you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ice to Eskimos, self-tanner to beach bunnies, and haircuts to hippies seem unlikely. But would you buy this one? Turning on your heater in summer? I'll sell you on the idea when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG. turn on your car's heater in summer? This notion's not hot air, but can actually prevent an overheated engine. In stop-and-go traffic, typical of summer driving, your car's engine works extra hard and produces extra heat. If that heat isn't vented outside the engine, burnout. To prevent, turn off the AC, and you guessed it, turn on the heater. This can dissipate the heat from the engine, preventing a roadside breakdown. You may get a little hot under the collar, but you could keep your cool cash by preventing costly engine repair. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Other news today, Minnesota's government has shut down.
Yay!
Government it's party shut time. Down.
I wonder if people are running amok in the streets.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're looting.
Right.
Setting cars on fire.
There are a few different articles on this, and I haven't decided which one we want to pull information from. So we're going to get to that, I think, later on in the show. But we got Corrupt Cops coming up, and your calls, if you make them, 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we appreciate our women listeners here on Free Talk Live. We appreciate all of our listeners, but talk radio is typically a males-only kind of a game, and we like to point out that we appeal to both sexes on Free Talk Live. So, ladies, check out the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Crook Cops. Another week, another batch of crooked law enforcement personnel. This from StopTheDrugWar.org. A sticky-fingered evidence room guard gets his reward. A long-running Dallas scandal takes down another cop. A New York City transit cop gets in trouble for his day job. And yet another prison guard gets caught peddling goodies to the inmates.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, you know, the inmates, the demand is so high, you know? And I would, you know, they're just going
to... Can't blame them.
No.
Let the drum roll of dishonor commence. In Daytona Beach, Florida, a Volusia County Sheriff's Department civilian employee was sentenced to 3 years in prison June 23rd for stealing more than $1 million worth of drugs.
Wow.
From the department's evidence room.
Now, even when they round up, they love to play the numbers right. game with it, but $1 million is still a lot of drugs.
Yeah, not too shabby. Timothy Wallace, age 48, pleaded guilty in April to charges of official misconduct and conspiracy to traffic cocaine. The Daytona Beach News Journal reported that angry Wallace family members said he was forced into a plea deal and was being scapegoated. Oddly, while Wallace faced up to 30 years in prison, Assistant State Attorney Jeannie Status asked for only 3. She told the newspaper she'd made that sentencing recommendation at the request of the Sheriff's Department. She also said Wallace could have received even less time for stealing $1 million worth of police dope in Dallas because everybody else gets a decade. I mean, if you get caught selling cocaine... You're in trouble.
Oh, I see. I wondered what the relevance of that was, but I see what you're saying. It's because, he was buddy-buddy with the old the cops there that he got the light sentence.
Yes, exactly. In Dallas, the fake drug scandal where Dallas police narcotics detectives, and this has been going on for years, Dallas police narcotics detectives sent dozens of men to prison based on seized drugs that turned out to be gypsum powder. Yes, the same stuff made... they make pool chalk with or sheetrock, has claimed another police officer. On Tuesday...
Well, how can they send somebody to jail for possessing chalk?
Well, that was the problem. They were just trying to pad their arrest records, and so they framed guys and framed them with gypsum powder.
I see.
And that was ended up being discovered, and then they ended up, you know, letting these guys go and bringing these cats up on charges.
Oh my God, can you imagine going to prison for having, you know, having nothing to do with it, and then having it turns out that some cop put chalk in your pocket.
It's just amazing. Jack Gouge. David, Chief David Kunkel fired Sergeant Jack Gouge, who supervised the officer at the center of the scandal, narc Mark
Kunkel
De La Fosse,
fires Gouge,
who earlier this year was sentenced to 5 years in prison for lying to a judge to obtain a search warrant in the case. De La Paz is out on bail pending an appeal. Sergeant Gouge, was also the supervisor of two other Dallas police officers fired but not prosecuted for their roles, Detectives Eddie Herrera and David Larson. Gouge was fired after a departmental investigation concluded that he failed to perform as a supervisor, meet with confidential informants, review search warrants, or follow instructions from superiors. So he just basically did nothing.
Yeah. Well, surprise.
Gouge's attorney, Bob...
That's what our complaint about bureaucrats is all the time, anyway.
Get this one. Gouge's attorney, Bob Baskett, told the Dallas Morning News, his client was overworked. He just had too much work to do.
Baskett defends Gouge.
For more... Anyway, in Hopodge, New York, a rookie cop for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority was arrested for peddling cocaine. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office announced June 23rd. Officer Donald Howell, age 32, was arrested a week earlier after undercover officers bought coke from him several times during a seven-month investigation into a suburban New York City cocaine ring. D.A. Thomas Spoda told the Associated Press that drug selling was Howell's main source of income before he entered the police academy in January 2004. So he was a drug dealer who became a cop.
Well, of course. It's easier to do your job that way.
Exactly. Leading one to wonder just when authorities...
It's a lot less work than going to school for pharmacology.
Howell is being held on $500,000 bail. Eight other people were also arrested, including his girlfriend, who was charged with attempted conspiracy.
What the hell?
Man, in August, in Augusta, Maine...
An attempted conspiracy.
I don't know. I don't even agree with the conspiracy charges, let alone an attempted one. In Augusta, Maine, the Maine Drug Enforcement Agency announced June 23rd it had arrested a Maine state prison guard for peddling heroin. Sean Greenleaf, appropriate last name, age 32, was busted after a two-month investigation into drug smuggling into the state prison at Warren. After receiving information that a prison guard was involved, as there always is, because stuff's got to get in there somehow, and that's the best way to do it, an undercover agent contacted by Greenleaf agreed to deliver him 9 grams of heroin and 1.5 ounces of marijuana. According to the plan, Greenleaf would then smuggle the drugs into the prison, but was then instead arrested as he took possession of the drugs. Greenleaf, who had worked at the prison only since February, was charged with aggravated heroin trafficking, and at last report was being held pending...
Oh, that's not fair. Aggravated heroin trafficking. They forced the man for his job to carry a firearm. I mean, he's a prison guard.
That's what aggravated means when there's a firearm involved?
Or a weapon.
Right.
I mean, he could have been his little nightstick that they charged him for. That is so totally unfair.
Yep. So there you go. The corrupt cop stories for this week from StopTheDrugWar.org. There's always something fresh going on in the world of police corruption. And I think it deserves to be pointed out that you always like me to point this out, Manwich, that not all cops are like this. Not all cops are bad cops. But the fact that the drug war exists means that cops have these opportunities.
Right.
And the opportunities...
There's a lot of money out there. And the fact is, most people are corrupt and for sale. Not corrupt in the sense that they're doing bad things, but for the right money, they'll do something that's wrong.
Sure, most of these guys probably...
Or against the law, I should say.
Most of these guys and women probably have families at home. They probably got kids going to school. They got kids. They're saving up money for college. And if you're a street patrolman or you're just a deputy or whatever, and you pull somebody over and they've got $20,000 on them,
yep,
and they say, "Look, man, just take the money. Just don't take me to jail." That's a tough. That's a tough thing to say no to.
8 months salary.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's tough to say no to. Or if you're a little bit higher level, let's say you're one of the narcotics squad officers, and
you're making $40,000 a year tops.
Yeah. So you might be making $50,000 or $60,000, depending on where you're at,
I suppose.
But even if you're making $60,000. Even if you're making $100,000 a year, and you're working in the narcotic squad, you're one of the upper level sergeants or lieutenants or something like that, and one of the local ecstasy ring dealers comes to you and gets in touch with you and says, "Hey, look, Sergeant Manwich, we're not doing anything out here. We're not hurting anybody. Look, we're going to give you $60,000 a year. All you have to do is just clue us in. You know, if something's going down, you let us know in advance. You let us know who's being investigated. You just kind of be our man on the inside. Just keep the lines of communication open. $60,000 cash per year.
$60,000 after taxes is about what you get paid on $100,000.
That's right. It's hard to say
maybe
no to that.
Maybe even more.
So I don't blame these guys. But what we need to do is end the war on drugs. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us on the phones. Join us via email. We might read your emails live on the air. It happens. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll probably get to one or two of those tonight. And, of course, there's the website, freetalklive.com, where you can tune in live. We've got the live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, so pretty much everybody who's connected to the Internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. So the big news of the day, or I don't know, the big news is the Supreme Court thing.
I'd say that's
And I don't really know what the... I don't know if there's really any sort of issue, but I know you wanted to touch on that, so... did you want to go to that now, or do you want to talk about Minnesota, man? Which
she's an evil woman, and I'm glad she's gone.
Who was it? O'Connor.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because there was two women on the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So now there's just one. Now it's eight. Now it's eight Supreme
now,
Court.
She
members.
Was the one that voted in the 5-4 situation here recently with the property rights, the eminent domain in New London, Connecticut. Right. It's my belief that she was one of the five, and if so. I'm glad she's gone. Anybody who would vote for that, evil,
well,
in my opinion.
They've all of them over the years have voted for plenty of big government, expansionist, more controlling kind of measures. And
but
so,
you know as well as I do that this is the worst ruling in 50 years.
It's certainly terrible, no doubt about it.
It's worse than Hawkins, New York, Dred Scott.
You're talking about the New London case.
It's not worse,
by the way.
Yes, I am talking about the New London case.
The one that eviscerated property rights for all Americans, and therefore,
I mean, I would say that Plessy versus Ferguson and Dred Scott and Hawkins versus New York are all worse rulings, but this is the worst one in 50 or 60 years.
This woman, but you have to understand, man. Which, so what? So they get rid of one thug in a robe and they put another one in her place. I mean, the odds that her replacement is going to be more constitutional or more freedom-loving are, I would say, virtually nil. I mean, virtually nil. Odds are good that you've got the Bush administration here. You've got the new neoconservatives. They're going to put somebody in there that's even worse.
Well, I'm sure they want to put somebody in who's going to make abortion a states' rights issue as opposed.
Well, I mean, if abortion was states' rights, it would certainly be better than.
But it's not really.
Federal.
I mean, the fact is, you had the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you know, thing is what the Constitution's all about. They're actually. That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. But life, liberty, and property is mentioned in the Constitution. You know, a baby affects the life of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
So until they can take a baby out of a woman and keep it alive separately from its mother, I'm sorry. I can't say that I don't think that...
Do you want us to go to talk show hell tonight, man? Which, did you have to bring that up? I really don't want to get into that. If you want to, 800-259-9231. Actually, let's talk about Minnesota, because there's not much else to say about the judge thing. One's out, another one's going to come in soon. It can't be a good thing, either way. Minnesota, today, more than 9,000 state employees were told to stay home, and drivers found highway rest stops closed at the start of the busy 4th of July weekend as a budget stalemate led to the first...
So when the rest stops were closed, does that mean that the doors weren't open to the bathrooms?
Maybe so.
Or does that mean that, big, fat, hairy deal, the security guards aren't on duty?
I'm not sure. But it led to the first government shutdown in Minnesota history. Congratulations, Minnesota. You've got a state of semi-anarchy going on. Is there looting in the streets?
Yes.
Is there violent crime exploding everywhere?
Fire and brimstone falling from the sky.
The Democrats who control the state Senate...
Perhaps this will be a valuable lesson for Minnesotans that you don't need a government. Really, it's just an annoyance.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to see it that way, because the media and the government tries to spin this as though, oh, no, look at what's happening. Oh, this is terrible. We'll get into this article here. The Democrats who controlled the state Senate were locked in a standoff with Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty and the GOP-controlled House over how much to spend on schools and health care and how to pay for it. As a result, the...
Zero. You don't have to.
As a result, the new fiscal year began Friday just after midnight with only a partial spending plan in place. Ellen Paquin, a clerical worker, 25-year state bureaucrat, said she was frustrated and aghast about she's worried about paying her mortgage after being thrown out of work. Well, go get a real job. We elected these individuals to do their jobs, and it's a complete failure. Essential services such as the state patrol continued to function, and an 11th-hour agreement was reached to keep state parks open over the holiday weekend. But that's a real priority, man. I mean, that's an essential service, that the state parks be open.
Oh, a lot of people would be disappointed if they weren't.
But drivers on one of the busiest travel days of the year found highway rest stops barricaded. Driver's license exam stations and other state offices were closed. Nearly one-fifth of the state workforce was told to stay home and use either vacation time or just go without pay. They will officially be laid off if the impasse extends beyond July 15th.
Hmm.
Oh, boy, I got my fingers crossed for you, Minnesota. I sure hope it works out that way. But usually these bureaucrats end up pulling something out and they end up bringing the government back on.
Because they want their paychecks, too.
Yeah. State GOP Rod Hamilton guy says, I'd like to say I'm sorry to the people of Minnesota.
I'm sorry.
He says, this is disgusting. The shutdown led to finger-pointing by both parties. That's predictable. With the Democrats accusing the government of making...
You knew that was coming.
The Democrats accused the governor of making shifting demands, and the Republicans charging that the Democrats wanted at least a brief shutdown to hurt the governor as he prepares for a 2006 re-election campaign. So they turned the shutdown into a political football.
Oh, yeah.
We're going back with more.
See, that's predictable, too.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. If you're in Minnesota right now, and you want to give us a, I don't know, chime in and let us know what it's like. How's it feel to have a fifth of your government lobbed off instantly? You wake up in the morning and a fifth of your government is out of commission. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We are still inside hour number one of the show, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're taking you all the way till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and the phones are open for you. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff for you. We give you free services.
Yes, we do.
And it's way better than the government. Yeah, FreeTalkLive.com. You get the bulletin board system, archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, live streaming, much, much more on the house. All of it is free. It always has been. Although we've come up with a pretty neat idea, man, which is called the AMP program. How would you describe it?
Well, it's short for advertising. Advertise, market, and promote. And it's... The members of the AMP program help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It allows them to purchase the commercial time on Free Talk Live, because what people listen to talk radio for is, in fact, talk radio, not the commercials that are in between. We love our sponsors, but the listeners really would rather have more talking going
on. We think we should spend more time on the show than we do in commercial breaks. And so we've given our listeners the opportunity to not only help us spread the show, because our listeners are just, our listeners are such rabid fans of the show, they have actually ponied up $3 a month, in some cases even more than $3 a month, to help us out. But that's all we're asking for is $3 a month. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get details on it. In fact, we featured some of the things that we're already doing with some of the AMP money that's coming in.
Oh, really?
So you can actually see now where some of your money is going.
Did you see the pictures for the ad? Are they shown on the website yet?
The Talkers Magazine ad that we placed? Yeah, that's on the site.
Oh, really?
At amp.freetalklive.com.
People can see what we look like then.
So not only do you get to spread the show, but you also get to get more show in the long run. We'll cut our commercial time by 25% if we reach a certain goal. So check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. We're excited about it, and a lot of our listeners are as well.
I thought those pictures came out pretty good.
So, yes, they did. So, Minnesota. So, St. Paul, 9,000 state employees, over one-fifth of the state so-called workforce, as though bureaucrats actually do anything. They've been suspended. They've been told not to come to work. And if this continues on beyond July 15th, they'll be fired. Now, apparently, get what all this was over, man, which the Capitol's been beset with partisan gridlock in recent years. The legislature has 101 Democrats and 99 Republicans and one-third party member. During the months of budget negotiations, the Democrats had sought a tax increase for upper-income residents. I guess that means there's a state income tax there. The Republicans fought that, with the governor advancing the possibility of higher levies on cigarettes and a casino at a racetrack. So basically what you have here, the reason why the Minnesota government shut down, is because they couldn't agree on what was the right way to tax you more. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
It wasn't the Republicans fighting for less taxes and smaller government and the Democrats vehemently disagreeing. It was the Democrats
saying... like they would have you believe.
Right. It was the Democrats saying, we want to tax this group of people. And the Republicans saying, no, we should tax this group of people. And that's what the fighting was about. And now as a result,
let's
you've got to
steal their money.
Yeah. Now as a result, you got a partial shutdown. So here you go. From far from the Capitol near Fergus Falls, many travelers pulled into the Big Chief truck stop on Interstate 94, not far from a barricaded rest stop. And then some butthole from Wisconsin was complaining,
we can't get to North Dakota fast enough. The sad part is Minnesota used to be so good with these services. Oh, we had to drive an extra 200 feet to go to the Big Chief truck stop instead of stopping at the rest area.
I mean, it's already been replaced. The rest areas. They shut them down. You just drive a little bit farther, and you get off of the exit.
The rest areas are great and everything. It's just that they cost way too much money to maintain.
More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. Still looking for somebody in Minnesota to chime in here. This is your show. Free Talk Live.